Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Shin Mem Vav. We left off in the middle of Sif Gimel. We are on the last line of page Resh, which is the page that is right before page 400. Let's just get a running start from the beginning of the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Karfeif Yoser Mibes Asayim Shel Hukaf L'Dira. We mentioned last time if there's a karfeif, which is an area surrounded by walls that does not have a covering over it like a chatzer, if it's larger than a beis asayim shel hukaf l'dira that was not surrounded for living in, asru chachomim l'taltel bo elatoch arba amos. So we pointed out last time, even though midaraisa, that's a rishus hayachid, it has four walls around it, but since it's so large and resembles a rishus harabim because it's not hukaf l'dira, Chazal gave it a din of a karmelis, and therefore it is usher to carry in it more than four amos. We said not only did they give it a din of a karmelis l'chumra, they also give it a din of a karmelis l'kula, that you are allowed to carry out from this karmelis to another karmelis. And we explained last time in the Mishabura that even though really we're trying to give a chumra, but if we don't give this kula, we're going to lose out on the other chumra, because if we're not going to say you can carry from this karmelis to another karmelis, then people are going to think it's a rishus hayachid. They're going to carry freely inside this rishus hayachid, and since it resembles a rishus harabim, they're going to come to carry the rishus harabim. Continues the Rama and says, v'lochein, and therefore, mutter likach mafteach mikarmelis shelifnei gina, one is allowed to take a key from a karmelis in front of a garden, liftoach v'lino, to open and lock, ulahachzir mafteach elov, and to return the key to over there, ubilvad, as long as shelo yehei beinehem iskupa shehirushes ayachid, as long as there is no kind of iskupa, which you see in the picture across from 400, iskupa is some kind of stoop. If there's no iskupa, that is considered rishes ayachid. So again, this will be a case that you're passing from a karmelis to a karmelis, which we just said is mutter, as long as there is no iskupa that will have a din of rishus hayochid in between them. Kigon shehigavo asara urechava arba'a. One way in which the iskupa could be a rishus hayochid is if it is 10 tfachim high, and it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. O sheyesh lo shtei mechitzos min atzadin, or even if it doesn't have those dimensions, but if it has two walls on the two sides, shehen rechavan arba'a, and those walls are 4 tfachim wide, Umashkof aleha rechava arba, it also has a covering on top that is 4 tfachim wide, the oz have rishus hayochid, that would make the iskupa rishus hayochid, af al pi she'ena gavo asara, even though the bottom of the iskupa is not 10 tfachim high. So if you look in the pictures over here, picture in note number 13, that's where it has an iskupa that from the bottom part of the iskupa, it's going to be rishus hayochid, because the height is 10 tfachim high and the dimensions are 4 by 4. And the second picture is where the height is not 10 tfachim, but the dimensions are 4 by 4, and there is a covering on top that's 4 tfachim as well, and we'll see exactly why that makes it into rishus hayachid. But again, assuming there is no iskupa that is there that makes it a rishus hayachid, you would be allowed to carry this key from the karmelis to the gina, which also is a karmelis, from karmelis to karmelis, would be mutter, as long as we don't have this problem of the iskupa in between, which has a din of rishus hayachid. And now the Rama switches gears and discusses the case of the iskupa that's in front of a bayis. So a bayis is rishus hayachid, and the iskupa possibly is a rishus hayachid. So we just said if the iskupa is a rishus hayachid, you can't carry from there to a karmelis. So now we're saying maybe you can carry from there into a house. Miu, however, says the Rama, you're also not allowed to carry from the iskupa into a rishus hayachid, or from the rishus hayachid to the iskupa, because then we're choshesh the other way. Because we're worried that maybe in fact the covering is not for tefachim. And if that's the case, if the iskupa itself is not going to be 3 tefachim high, so then it is bottled to whatever rishus is in front of it, and if it's a rishus harabim, the iskupa would get a din of a rishus harabim, and you'd be carrying from a rishus harabim into a rishus hayochid. And even if the iskupa which is not a Rishis HaYachid, will be higher than 3 Tefachim from the ground, so it's not bottled to the ground under it, so it will not be a Rishis HaRabim. Still, Mi'acha Shekol Rishuyo Shalonu Heim Karmelis, since all our Rishuyos have a din of a Karmelis, so even though this is more than 3 Tefachim, it's less than 4x4, we'll see, so it should really be a Mokum Ptur, but since most of our areas are Karmelis, Amrinan Motza Min Es Mino V'Neyor. We would say, like we saw last time, that it's Motza Min Es Mino, that the Mokum Ptur that finds the Karmelis turns into a Karmelis Kamoshin Esbayer Simen Shin Samachay. That's where we'll stop for today in the Ramah. There's a lot to discuss over here, and let's begin with the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yudches. Again, this Ramah is really just a Hemshech of the Mechaber. Again, the Mechaber told us that if you have a Karfeif that is Hukov Shalola Dira, and it's more than a Beis Asayim, so even though Midaraisa it's a Rosh HaSayachar, we give it a din of a Karmelis. So the Ramah started by saying, since it has a din of a Karmelis, V'lochein Mutr Likach Mafteach Mi Karmelis Shalifnei Gina, therefore one would be allowed to take the key from a Karmelis in front of a Gina to open and close the door and then to return the key to its place. Because that's carrying from Karmelis to Karmelis, which is Mutr. So says the Mishabura Sivkotan Yudches, Lochein Mutr Likach, the Afa Pisha Gina Hu Rishus Hayachad Min HaTorah, even though this Gina, this garden, is a Rishus Hayachad Midaraisa, Shemukefes Mechitzos, because it's surrounded by walls, Kevin de Rabbonan Asa'uhu Karmelis, since the Rabbonan made it a Karmelis, like the case of the Mechaber, Lo Osru Hatulto Mimenu Labiko Shalafanea Ve'atam Kanal. So the Rabbonan did not Aser, the carrying from the Gina to the Bika, it's Karmelis to Karmelis. They did not aser it, like we pointed out in the Mechaber, and we saw in the Mishabura yesterday, the same idea for the reason that we said that we have to give this leniency of the Rosh HaYachid, Daraisa, getting it in a Karmelis to Rabbanon, even the Kula that you can carry from Karmelis to Karmelis, otherwise we would not be able to uphold the Chumrah of not carrying inside that Rosh HaYachid, which we're making into a Karmelis, because it resembles a Rosh HaRabim. Sivkotin Yotes Liftoach. So we said you are allowed to take the key from the Karmelis in front of the Gina to open and close. Says the Mishabura, Hainu af lahachnis hadela shel hagina im mafteach lifnim. You're even allowed to open up the door to the garden with the key inside of it. So the key is actually changing Rishuyos. The Shaar HaTzion points out in Yud, Di'i Lav Hachi Ein Rabu Seklal. There would be no Chiddush over here. The whole point of the Chiddush is that you're opening the door with the key in it, so the key is going from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. Still, that is going to be permissible. We said the only thing is you have to make sure that there's no area of an eskupa, there's no kind of miftan or stoop or platform that is between the two areas that are considered Karmelis that would have a din of a Rosh HaZayachid, because that would cause problems. Sivkotan Chav Shalo Yehei Bineim, there shouldn't be between them any kind of Rosh HaZayachid. Rotsalomer means to say, Befetach HaGina Lo Tehei Eskupa. By the opening of the Gina, there should not be any kind of eskupa, Shekorin Shvel, which is a miftan, Gavoa, which is high. We don't want to have any kind of miftan that's between them that has a din of Rosh HaYachid. Because then it would be usher to bring in the key or to take it out. Because then you would be carrying not from Karmelis to Karmelis, but rather from Karmelis to Rosh HaYachid and from Rosh HaYachid to Karmelis. Now there are two ways that this area, this eskupa, could have a din of a Rosh HaYachid. Sivkotan Chav Aleph, one is at the height of the bottom of the eskupa, is 10 tefachim high. The ilav hachi eskupa gufa karmelisi, because if it doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim, rather it will be between 3 and 10 tefachim, then the eskupa itself would have din of a karmelis. Ukumo bika damya, and it will be like the bika, and it will be mutter. Vechenim lohoya rechava arba, and so too, if it wasn't 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it would be a mokum ptuarhu. Ubevade mutter lamur alea liftoach uliskoi. Then for sure you could stand on it and be opening and closing doors. So again, the only problem is going to be if there isn't a skupa there, that's a Rosh HaYachid. One way of it being a Rosh HaYachid is the bottom is 10 tefachim high and it's 4x4. If it will be less than 10 tefachim and 4x4, it will be a Karmelis. And then everything is good. It will be Karmelis, Karmelis, Karmelis. And if it will be less than 4x4, then it's a Makom Ptur. Then it's even better. Carry from a Makom Ptur to a Karmelis, it will be 100% fine. So the only way the Eskupa would create a problem is if the Eskupa has the dimensions of a Rosh HaYachid, and then you wouldn't be able to carry the key from the Karmelis to the Rosh HaYachid and Rosh HaYachid to the Karmelis. Sivkotan Chav Beis is going on the Rama's second case of explaining how the Eskupa could be a Rosh HaYachid, even if it's not 10 Tfachim high, but if it has two walls on the sides, we said, that are 4 Tfachim, and it has a Mashkov on top, that would make a Rosh HaYachid. Says the Mishabura Shtei Mechitzos, Vashlishis Nasa Ayidei Mashkov. What is two walls going to do? You need three walls to make a Rosh HaYachid. So says the Mishabura, the third wall will be made through the covering on top. We would view the covering on top as 4 Tvachim, as if it drops down and creates a third wall. If these walls have to be 4 Tvachim wide, if it's less than that, even if you had four regular walls, lohavi Rosh HaYachid, v'kanal b'simin shin v'mhei, sif yotes. The reason why, if you're creating a Rosh HaYachid, has to be that these two walls are 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, is because even if you had four walls surrounding an entire area, if it was less than 4 by 4, it would not be a Rosh HaYachid. So we require here the two walls to be a width of 4 Tfachim, and we also require the Mashkov to be a width of 4 Tfachim, then it would be a Rosh HaYachid, and that would create a problem. So the Mishabura continues in Sivkatan Chav Dalid, that if you have these two walls and the top that are 4 Tfachim is a Rosh HaYachid, even if it is not 10 Tfachim high from the bottom, Rotsa Lomar HaEskupa, meaning the Eskupa is not 10 Tfachim high. V'hu Adinka She'ena Gavoa Shlosha. The same thing would be true if it wouldn't even be 3 Tfachim high. O she'emba eskupa klalo, there would be no eskupa at all. Since you have walls, the two on the side and one on top that drops down as a third, and the walls are making it into a Rosh HaYachid, we don't care about the eskupa at all. We don't care if it's less than 10, we don't care if it's less than 3, or if it's not there at all. Either way, there is now a Rosh HaYachid between the two areas that are karmelous, and that's going to create problems. Then the Mishabura is now going to explain in Sivkatan Chafei how the Ramah now switches gears. So till now he's been discussing between Carmelis A and Carmelis B having an area that's possibly a Rosh HaYachid, which would create problems from carrying from one Carmelis to the other Carmelis through the Rosh HaYachid. And now he's going to discuss, well, if that area of the Eskupa is a Rosh HaYachid, so maybe you can carry from there into a Rosh HaYachid, into a house. That's how the Bir Halacha explains over here in Divrei Maskil Mihu, the switching of the gears of the Ramah. So says the Mishabur in Sekatan Chavhei, Mi Eskupa to Rosh HaYachid, it's going to be also to carry from this Eskupa to Rosh HaYachid, Eino Koi Ad Le'el. This part of the Ramah is not going back on what was being discussed before, Shohe Eskupa Omedes Lefnei Hagina, where the Eskupa is in front of the Gina, which is a Carmelis, Elo Bi Eskupas Habayis. Rather, it's talking about an Eskupa of a house, Shomedes Tachas HaMashkov, which is under some kind of covering, Vashminin is coming to teach us, that Afilu Im HaMashkov Shaleh Ruchov Arba Tfachim, even if this Mashkov that's covering the Eskupa is 4 Tfachim wide, Sheshem Roshus HaYochid Aleh V'Kanal, and that gives the Eskupa a Shem Roshus HaYochid, you have two walls on the side and one wall on top that drops down, Afilu Hachi, even so, Yesh L'Hachmir, one should be Machmir, Shaloh L'Hachnis Me'osu Mokom L'Bayis O'Ibcha, that one should not pass anything from it to a house or from the house to it. Because sometimes the mashkov won't really be 4 tvachim like you thought it was. You're also going to be carrying. So even though really mikra din, if the eskupa has two walls on the side that are 4 tvachim and it has a covering on top that's 4 tvachim, that we viewed as if it drops down, it has a din of Rosh HaYachid and you can pass from there to the house. But still the Ramah is saying you should not do that because it might be that the covering of the Eskupa is not 4 Tfachim, and then it would be absolutely forbidden. So therefore, in this case, you should never pass from the Eskupa to the house, or vice versa. Sivkatan Chavav. This is where the Ramah says, the Chashin and Shem Eloiya Tikra Arba, who worry that maybe the covering will not be 4 Tfachim. V'hu Adin V'Asr Lahotzi Me'Eskupa L'Rosh HaRabim. The same thing is true, that it will be Asr to pass from this Eskupa to Rosh HaRabim. Afiyum Eino Rochav Arba Tfachim. Even if you know the covering is not 4 Tfachim, it still will be Asr to carry from this Eskupa, which is not a Rosh HaYachid. It will still be Asr to pass from it to a Rosh HaRabim. Deshem Yizdamein Shiyah HaMashkov Arba Tfachim. Because maybe one time it will happen that you'll be under a Mashkov that is 4 Tfachim. And in that case, it will be Rosh HaYachid Gemura. And if you're used to passing things from the Eskupa to Rosh HaRabim, you're going to continue to do that, and now be passing from a Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim. Sivkaton Chav Zayin. So the Ramah said, again, we're concerned that Shem Eloiya Tikra Arba, and then what's going to be the din? So he said it depends. If the eskupa is not three tefachim high, so it gets a din of the rishus shelafaneha, which is possibly a rishus harabim, because it's bottled to that rishus, says the Mishabura. Imhu rishus harabim, if in front of this eskupa, which is less than three tefachim, will be a rishus harabim, zeamokum bottle lagabe, then the eskupa will be considered bottled to it, venasa gamkin rishus harabim. So again, this eskupa that doesn't have four tefachim covering on top, so we don't view it as if it drops down, so it's not a rishus hayachid, and from the bottom going up, it's less than three tefachim, it's bottled to the rishus in front of it. If the rishus in front of it is rishus rabim, the eskupa gets the din of rishus rabim. Vim karmelus, karmelus. And if the area in front of this eskupa is a karmelus, then the eskupa will get a din karmelus. Sivkaton chavches is going on that which the Rambam says, that even if it is not less than three tefachim, so it's not bottled to the rishus, even if it is three tefachim, if it is less than four tefachim on the top, so then it's considered that it would be, as we'll explain shortly in the Mishnah Berurah, as a makom tur, and it will be bottled to the karmelus in front of it, and it will have a din of a karmelus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches, Rav Tzolom means to say that even if it is three tefachim high, the im kain have osa makom tur, and then the eskupa is a makom tur. Now, why would that be a makom tur if it's more than three tefachim? It's just not bottled to the rishus. Why is it a makom tur if it has walls that are 4x4? Makom tur is less than 4x4. So explains the Mishnah Berurah the mistama, because we have to assume kevan she'en hamashkov she'al ha'eskupa rochav arba tefachim. Since the covering on top of the eskupa is not 4 tefachim wide, havigam kein hamezuzel shemin atzdodim. So then we could assume also the side walls as well. Vegam ha'eskupa gufa, and also the eskupa itself, gamkein in rochav arba tefachim. If the top is less than 4 tefachim, we have to assume everything there is less than 4 tefachim. Umemela have a makom ptur, and memela the eskupa becomes a makom ptur. Umimakom ptur halo kaimulon the mutal tatal rishus hayachar rishus rabim. And even though normally we hold a makom ptur is a leniency, and you're allowed to carry from a makom ptur to a rishus hayachar or to a rishus rabim, mikomakom still kevan shako rishuyo shalonu him karmelus. Since all of our rishuyos are considered a karmelus ladas kama poskim, according to various poskim, as we learned previously, that some hold, and nowadays it's very, very hard to find a real Rishus Rabim because you need 600,000 people traveling through, which is kemat impossible, and therefore all our areas are a karmelus. The eskupa zo smuchalo, and this eskupa which has a din of a makom tur is right next to this karmelus. So arminun motza minas mino. So then we learned already that a makom tur that's adjacent to a karmelus takes on the din of a karmelus. It's motza minas mino, like we learned earlier, and therefore this eskupa is going to have a din of a karmelus. The ein chiluk b'choza bein pesach habayis pasuach o no, and it will not matter if this door of the house is open or closed. La'olam aser lahachnis miha iskupa lefnim. It will always be aser to pass from the iskupa inward. Because again, if the iskupa is going to be a karmelus and the bais is a rishus ha-yachid, that will be aser. So that is how the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, again, to summarize what the Rama is telling us, and how the Mishnah Berurah explains it, that if you want to pass from the iskupa into a rishus hayachid, that will not be allowed, because of the iskupa is not four tefachim wide on top, so it loses its status of a rishus hayachid. Mele, you can't pass into the house, and it could either have a din of a rishus rabim, or it could have a din of a karmelus. If we're going to say that the bottom of the eskupa, which now does not have three walls, is less than three tefachim, it's bottled to the ground, that there's a rishus rabim in front of it, the eskupa gets a din of a rishus rabim, you're passing from a rishus rabim to the house of rishus hayachid, that's for sure, it is a daraisa. And if you're going to say that it has a bottom that's more than three tefachim, so we're not going to say it's bottled to the rishus, but lemaisa, if the top is less than four, we have to assume that the rest of the miftun is going to be less than four tefachim as well, and therefore it's a makom tur. And a makom tur, if it's neighboring a karmelus, is considered motza min ezmino, becomes a karmelus as well. And then by passing from the eskupa into the house, you're passing from a karmelus into a rishus hayachid. Continues the Mishnah Berurah into this in the second to last skinny line on page 400. V'hinei lefiyam avur ba'agazu. According to what we're saying in this Ramah, yesh lizor, one should be careful. Ba'usan ha'makomos, in those places sha'asr ha'tulto machma she'ein sham eruv, in a place we're not allowed to carry because there is no eruv. Upesach beisach knesses hu letzad ha'rechov, and the opening of the shul is facing towards the street. V'ein sham cheder lefnei ha'pesach, there is no outdoor room in front of the doorway. V'ha'akum mevi ha'mafteach, and a person has the goy bringing the key there, shloikach hashamish hamafteach miyado, the shamish has to make sure that he's careful not to take the key from the hands of the goy, ad sheyia im ha'akum yachat tachas mashkov she'ala pesach, until they're both standing under the covering of the doorway, he should not take the key from the goy. D'shema yesham batikra arba tfachim haverish sayachid, because maybe they will be over there in the covering for tfachim, and this area that the Jew will be standing under will be rish sayachid. U'metalto mikarmel shelifnei beis aknesses ator rish sayachid. Am I taking the key from the goy who's outside this iskupa? He's taking it from the guy that's standing in the Carmelis, and he's in the Rosh Hashayachid. That's going to be Oster. Al-Kain, therefore, yikach ha-mavtech miyad ha-akum tachas ha-mashkof. Therefore, you should wait till you're both standing under the mashkof, and then you should take the key. V'yachakach yiftach ha-manu, then you can open the lock. V'lo yiftach ha-delas ad she-yosir ha-mavtech. And again, once you unlock it, you shouldn't even open the door until you remove the key. V'yachakach yiftach, and then you should open it. Why? T'shema ein batikrash shechus ha-delas arba tfachim. Because maybe in the covering outside of the shul, the top part does not have four tefachim, nimtza shesham hu karmelis, and it will turn out that that area in fact is a karmelis, v'hu machlis mi karmelis or shayachid. By opening the door with the key inside from the karmelis or shayachid, you're in essence carrying from a karmelis to rosh shayachid. Al kein yosir t'chila ha-mafteach, therefore when you unlock the door, take out the key first, v'yitneu la'akum, and hand it to the goy, oyat mineu betatas ha-eskupa, or hide it on the bottom of the eskupa, olumala, or on top, lifnei shkifas hadelas, before the place where the door is. V'roi lakol shiyasu lifnei ha-pesach eizecheder shehur shesayochin. Really, the ideal case is that outside of the shul, there should be some kind of outdoor room that is made that's for sure shesayochin. V'yovi ha'akam mafteach l'sham, and the goy should bring the key into that reshus. The ilav hochi koshu l'tzamtzim shiyamdu shneem mokom kotzer kozeh. Because if you don't make a special room where the Jew and the goy can meet, and that can be the handing over of the key, so it's very hard to make it exact that they're both standing under this covering that's around four tefachim. So again, we have to go l'chumra, l'kano, l'kano. On the one hand, you don't want to have the goy standing in the karmelis passing you the key under the covering that's four tefachim, because if it's in fact four tefachim, you're in a reshus hayochid, and you're taking a key from the karmelis. So the goy has to be standing underneath the covering with you, so you're in the Rishayim Rishus, then you can take the key. On the other hand, when you put the key in the door and you want to open the door, you got to take the key out before you open the door. Because if in fact the covering that you're under is less than four tefachim, so then you're considered in the Carmelis, and by opening the door with the key inside, you're taking the key in the door from the Carmelis to the Rishus Hayochid. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the ideal situation would be that there shouldn't just be this little platform where you have to meet with the goy. It's very tight squeeze to get you both in there in the same reshus, but you should have a room outside the shul, an outdoor room that has a din of a reshus hayachid, and there's plenty of room there for the guy to come inside and for the shamish to be there, and he can hand over the key, and they're both in the same reshus, and then it's vaday reshus hayachid, and then you can freely open the door with the key inside the door, because it will be going from the reshus hayachid of the Iskupa to the Rosh Hashayachid of inside the shul. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on page Reish Aleph. V'chein tzarech liyizoyer. And so too, one has to be careful. Shelo yitaltal min habayis v'lachutz kashu pasuach l'karmelis. Not to be carrying from the house outward when it's open to a karmelis. Rak ad shir shadela shokev shom v'sulo. You can only take from the house until the place where the door closes, and no further than that, because that's where the Rosh Hashayachid area stops. D'shema ein b'chelak achitzon shel ha-skupa shemichutz ha-delas arba tfachim. Because again, we have to be worried that maybe the part of the skupa that's outside where the door closes does not have a covering of four tfachim, and memeilu v'have karmelis u'metaltam Rosh Hashayachid l'karmelis. And you, by carrying out mamish into the outer part of the doorway, you're going to be carrying out from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelis, and therefore, again, one should not go from the house beyond the area that's actually inside the house. You shouldn't get involved in carrying to the Iskupa outside, because again, if it doesn't have the proper shear, it would have a din of a Carmelis, and that would be also to carry from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelis. We will stop here and continue with the rest of this siman, Emir Tzashem, in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. or email info@shasilluminated.org.